Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man, LC, holding it down. We thank you for joining us for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. Man, I'm so pumped up, ready to go. Great show on tap for you. So kick back, relax, and enjoy great radio. If you want to give us a shout here, give us a call, area code 347-843-4738. And if you'll, we might as well get some other stuff done here as far as some promotional stuff. Our show is being brought to you by Compare Foods of Wyandanch. Best bargains in town. Looking to save some money. A Valentine's Day coming up. Check them out. Compare Foods of Wyandanch. If you're looking to do some advertising, got an event coming up, you want to get the word out on the street, give us a shout, and we could put a package together, whether it be live plugs on the air here on the show, whether it be on the LC and Jack webpage, whatever. Give us a shout. Let us know. We have a package to meet your needs. You can reach us direct in the office, area code 631-664-4452. Again, 631-664-4452. As for LC, Jack, Cornbread, whoever, somebody answer the phone, and we'll set something up for you to get your word out on the street. What's up, my man, Brad? What's good? What's happening?
I'm good. It's colder than a witch's. You know what?
Sounds like you're out and about in the street.
Man, I'm in the street. Need to get out the street and get warm. Man.
Yeah, man. You got to get yourself in a nice situation there. Kick back and relax a little bit. We have a great show on tap.
Yes, sir.
And so we definitely want our listeners to enjoy themselves for the next, hour, an hour and a half. Well, whatever. Maybe we'll go 2 hours. Who knows?
Let's do it.
But I gotta get your thoughts on some of the commercials. Did you get? I know you had a chance to check out Super
My
Bowl.
My favorite one was a Dorito when an old man came back to life.
Was that crazy?
That stopped it all. You know what I'm saying? And that one that with the Kia car. I want to buy a Kia now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go to the Kia dealer this weekend. That sold me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Those two are my favorite. I'm done.
You know what? Hit us up. We've got to take a poll. Hit us up on Facebook, LC and Jack, on Facebook, Twitter, or hit us up on email, lcandjack@gmail.com. Oh, also, I got the chat room open tonight. Hit us up. Let us know what your favorite commercial was. I gotta know. I saw the crazy Dorito one. I don't know about the one where the brother had his hands in the bag of Doritos, chomping down, and the white dude sucked his finger.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. But, you know, the key to advertising is to be like, yo, to talk about it, whether you liked it or not.
So ask Dave Chappelle about that finger deal. He knows about that. I talked to him personally. I went to a show 4 or 5 years ago in Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You can check him out on YouTube. He tells you. The Lipton Show. He tells you on the sit-down why he got out.
It's crazy.
You know? First things you got to do to make it.
Not crazy. Crazy, man. I tell you, man, I don't know about that commercial, but again,
yeah.
The advertisers are getting their money's worth because we're talking about it.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of other people I talk to will talk about it as well. So that was kind of crazy. And Kia is trying to do their thing.
Yeah,
all these different commercials,
money.
Right?
You don't need no money to have a nice car no more. You know what I'm saying?
I see that.
Hyundai did it back in the day. Hyundai had an ugly car, wouldn't last longer than a Ford. Now, you know what I'm saying, they're looking good and they're lasting longer, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what kind of parts they're using, but you know what I'm saying? I know they're an American made, but I'm sorry about that.
The chat room is open. We got a kick, and they like the one, the Mercedes-Benz commercial with Puff.
Yeah.
And Puff got paid for 2 seconds in that commercial. I mean, jeez.
Wow.
Talking about Ronan Doe.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds worth he was on.
Yeah.
It was
and
crazy.
They show that he get residual income, too.
Man, I tell
hope
you.
Hope he's in the union. He's not in the union, you're going to get paid for one.
Commercials are where it's at, man. Big money,
yeah.
Big money. What'd you think about the game there, Brett?
Man, I don't know, man. I lost again, man. I can't be losing like this.
You lost money.
I couldn't hold my ground. Pittsburgh, they messed me up.
Yeah, they messed me up too, man. I had the Steelers, and the spread was 2.5. I knew it was going to be a tight game, and at the end, I said, "Wow, these guys may pull it out."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they came up short.
That drive, I was like, here comes the drive. And he dropped the ball. I'm like, what the heck is going on with this guy, man? What, he ate one of those Doritos or something? You know what I'm saying?
They came up short. So, you know, it was a good game, though. I was at a couple different parties.
Yeah. The
party was live. Everybody was into it. They thought it was going to be a really good game.
Yeah.
And which it was. The first half was a little... You know, it looked like they may blow them out.
Yeah.
And then the game picked up in the second half.
Yeah, you know, it's all about making moves, like a chess match. You know what I'm saying? You make the right moves, you can get in check.
That's right.
You got to catch the ball.
That's right.
It paid millions of dollars, you know?
How was the crowd by you? I know you had a live crowd going on.
Oh, man, I tell you. But first of all, you know, I had the Super Bowl trivia quiz at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I got to shout out my girl, Karen Hansen, from Jonesboro, Atlanta. She did a thing, because at halftime, we had a streaming live of my contest that I used to have on, you know, for Monday Night Football. So,
right.
You know, the big deal was Super Bowl, so I had a Super Bowl trivia. Hard questions, LC, hard questions. You know why? Because I was going away on a trip to Hawaii, so I can't make it easy. Come on. I'm an advertiser too, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just gonna give it away. You gotta work for it. You didn't have to pay no fee or nothing. All you had to do is show me how smart you was. Like smarter than a fifth grader, you know what I'm saying? And guess what, LC? LC, guess what?
What?
Nobody won.
Man.
Nobody can get
31 questions.
Nobody can break down the cornbread.
Wow.
They couldn't do it, man. It was easy. But you have to be on top of what I do. You know what I'm saying? But there's always next year, right?
Hey, I give you credit. There was a lot of people that headed up, but they couldn't get all the right answers.
And if you want to go see it, the rebroadcast, you can go to www.newroadvideo.com. Click on... the flyer that says Cornbread Super Bowl Extravaganza, all that good stuff. You can't miss it. Just click it on. Or you go to my Facebook and hit me up on Cornbread. I'll post it up on there. And you can check it out. See if you can answer. You ain't going to get nothing. But at least you try. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Wow. So nobody got the trip. But like you said, it's always next year.
It's always next year. Stay tuned. Follow me on Monday Night Trivia in September, and we'll go from there.
That's what's good. Give us a call. Area code 347-843-4738. We do have a call on hold, so let's answer the call. Good evening. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Hello. Hello.
Rachel Green.
I'm sorry. Who? Can you speak up there?
It's Rachel. Rachel
How
Green,
are you, Rachel? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? That's a beautiful singer right there. That's my home girl. What's going on, girl?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great now that you called in.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you. This is the Tina Marie right here. Let me tell you.
That's right.
This is the Tina Marie.
So did you get a chance?
I've got a surprise for you, Cornbread, that I can't tell you yet.
Uh-oh.
My birthday's in August. Okay, all right, that sounds good.
I've got some new music I need to send it to you. So what's been going on with you?
Oh, you know me, on the grind like always, you know what I'm saying? Doing showcases, you know, trying to get away a trip to Hawaii, but nobody wanted it, you know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
You
know? Nobody wants to go to Hawaii, bro. You got to
tell
them that.
I tried to send it for free. They didn't want to go, LC. Rachel, they didn't want to go. Come on.
I missed out on that. How did I miss out on that?
Well, I don't know what happened. I sent you a link. I sent everybody in my friends list a link. I told them I sent a flyer. I had a beautiful flyer posted. It was on my wall. You know what I'm saying? But I know you probably was in the studio doing your thing, getting that hot surprise ready for me. So I excuse you for that.
That's what it is. That's good. He's out doing a thing.
So what? Is this a regular show that you do every week, or?
You've not been tuned in to the LC and Jack Radio Show. What's going on?
No, she's been in a lab. I'll give her an excuse. She's an artist.
I'm down here in Tennessee. I guess I'm missing out. We're kind of, you know, we walk around barefoot.
Well, that's why you got LC and Cornbread to get you on back on the path.
Well, you got to tune every Tuesday
shoes.
Night.
You don't put those shoes on you, girl.
That's right.
You don't put that straw in your hat, too, and make you kick rocks.
You got to tune us in every Tuesday evening. All right.
I will.
LC and Jack Radio Show. We are on. So check us out. Hit us up in the chat room. Whatever's easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called, Rachel. I appreciate it so much. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'll never forget you.
I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, LC, I want to say I met her. I met her on another site. What was that music site you was on that I met you and you just blew me away?
It was OurStage, I think.
Oh, yeah, OurStage.com. And I clicked on her music and I was blown away, man.
Oh, excellent. She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing, man.
Well, stay
tuned.
She's
a fabulous singer.
Trying to hold it down.
Hold it down. And stay tuned. LC and Jack Radio Show. We do have our guest on the line, so we're going to have to move on along.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll check you all out online. I'll go ahead and hop online. And thanks for everything. Thanks for hitting me up, Cornbread, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Brad, we have another call. I'm not sure it's Mr. Bibbin, so let's answer it. Good afternoon. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Hello.
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 Yes.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's up, Cornbread?
What's going on? This Mike?
This Divine.
What's up, Divine?
What's going on, Divine?
What's good?
Man?
And yeah, it's a little delayed. I hear it in my phone ahead of the time. About
gotta listen. Yeah, you gotta listen to
computer.
Listen to your phone. You're gonna get a delay.
Yeah. What's going on? I said, you know, I just wanted to check in, check out the show. I'm still in the shows I've been hearing so far. I said, let me click in and listen to my people's shows.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
It's all good. It's all good. We appreciate you calling in. And
oh, yes. And Cornbread, yeah, you got to let me know who that was who was just talking.
Yes. I'm going to hit you up with her, all right? She's an excellent singer, man.
Okay. Keep doing your thing, y'all.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you.
All right, Devon.
One love. All right. We have another call on the line, so let's take one more. I believe it is a caller there. Brett?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
This is the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Mike Zeff. How y'all
doing?
Hey,
what's up, Mike? How are you? This is LC, and we got Cornbread on the line. But give us a second, because I want to give you a nice introduction there, Mike.
Our guest
this evening is an artist, entrepreneur, and record exec. He is the founding member of the R&B sensation, New Edition, as well as the hip-hop group Bell Biv DeVoe. He also is the man behind such acts as Another Bad Creation, 702, and Everybody Knows Boys to Men. More recently, has been involved with Making a Band 4 and AllHipHop.com. His new company is Sporty Rich Enterprises. We are so happy and delighted to welcome to the show Mr. Michael Bivens. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. Awesome, man.
We're very thankful and appreciative that you're able to spend a couple minutes with us and on the show. I first got to ask you, man. I know you had a chance to check out the Super Bowl. Tell me which commercial did you like, or did you not like any of them?
I keep trying to remember what that Doritos commercial looked like.
I was on
my third glass at that time, so I was kind of the commercial was watching me.
I thought
that was pretty creative, but I thought for some reason, man, I thought when I was watching that Eminem Chrysler commercial come on, I don't know why, man. I just like that in your face type stuff, man. And when I saw that commercial coming on, it made me sit up, man. I just think it's awesome, man, when the artist can convince corporate America to shoot them the way they want to come off, as opposed to an artist working with corporate America and they take you out of your element.
Peace to that. I mean,
so I loved it. I know any rapper want to come off like that with 1,111 people, 11 million people watching. That's the way you want to come off, because that keeps you grounded and it keeps you consistent to what you're selling on wax. I love that.
And since you're a record exec, what did you think of the Black Eyed Peas performance?
I was upset. That,
really?
No, I'm going to tell you what I was upset about.
Okay.
I was upset that they were on the Super Bowl and people's mics were climbing in volume.
Yeah.
I think that it's not that many artists. That's the reason why you do the sound check. So as a sound man, you're supposed to already know whose parts are coming. And shouldn't nobody's microphone be climbing in volume during the Super Bowl with 111 million people? So I was fighting for them. They say, come on, man, it's not that many people starting the record. You already know where the camera's supposed to be, who's got the mics. And I thought once they got past that and got the mics going, I think it's hard to judge that, man, because, who are you comparing it to? There's never been anybody like the Black Eyed Peas to perform at halftime. So, you can't compare them to Prince, or you can't compare them to Michael Jackson. So I thought it was great entertainment. I wouldn't judge them. And they sold records, they have an audience, and they got stadium records. So the records and the dances, it was a great production. That's what I thought.
I agree. I agree with you. I thought they did their thing. And, I thought it was nice seeing Usher pop in. That was a big surprise. Seeing him come in, it was a different twist. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to drop in like that. So I thought that was cool. I really thought that. And I was surprised that none of the artists get paid at the Super Bowl. That was the other thing.
Recognition.
Yeah.
None of them get paid for that, but they supposedly artists, I forget who did the Showtime halftime last year. They made $81 million in touring.
Yeah.
So I was.
Well, you
I
know
was,
the thing about it is I was a part of the Super Bowl when it was in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
The kids that I were working with, Little Neek and DJ Just, opened up when they did the tribute to
That's
the
right.
Motown.
That's
and
right.
The thing is that. There's so many people that will give up an arm for that type of exposure that, you know,
exactly.
you don't have to sit there and take no one's BS to get them to confirm, because when one person taking too long, you could just pick up the phone and call somebody else.
Right.
So,
the exposure's crazy. 111
yeah.
million people?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Even with the 1,000 seats that couldn't be sat in.
Wow. Going in.
That's my man Jerry Jones, Mike. I'm a big Cowboy fan. And
yeah, I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
He trying to squeeze all the dough.
He trying to get that steer in, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, Adam.
And they built those seats, I heard.
They want a catastrophe to collapse, you know, because everything is big in Texas, so you didn't want no catastrophe at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
crazy.
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, since we're on music, Mike, I guess we'll segue, you know, no one needs to talk, you know, go into the work you've done. The work you've done has been tremendous. I'd like to know, what do you think about, I mean, we just started talking a little bit about music, the artists, Black Eyed Peas. What do you think about music in general now? I mean, it's so much different than real music to me. It's different. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's too easy to get in now, and anything that's too easy is going to have it's going to miss a lot of authenticity to it. I think you're not really listening to the music right now. What you're listening to is a beat that doesn't take that much concentration and time and effort. Then you're listening to someone that comes up with a chorus that they think is going to work for a club.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back and create the verse because they got all this instrumental space and they got to think of something silly to say on the verses, because the record really is about the chorus. Whereas before, you would put a band, you know, Dre would take 2 weeks, you know, the hot producers would get in there and make sure the music sounded like a song before they even put a melody or a lyric on it. And we're going through something that we want to hold on to, an era that's gone, man. You know, it's going somewhere else, man. It's a part of change. And the best thing we could do for folks that like great music and enjoy the era that when it was real records and it made you feel good, you just got to pull out the CDs, man, and just run from it, because it's following you. You're not going to get rid of it, because there's no membership no more, money.
Mm-hmm.
You can enter the music business from your damn living room. Like, what is that?
It's crazy.
It's crap.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's me and you.
Imagine
me and you.
Anybody coming through the back door. It's just a big old door now. It's not even a window. It's a door.
It's crazy. You know, I'm 43 years old, and coming through listening to New Edition and a lot of great groups like that. It's like, wow, there's a totally big disconnect to that. And,
yeah.
You know, I had to get your feedback. I mean, I love the Black Eyed Peas because they're different. It's like everybody's the same now.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to one record, you've heard them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because the record labels. Yo, I don't know if you guys ever been into a record label recently, but it feels
not recently.
It feels like a hospital ward.
No. Hospital ward. Was that the record label I was at?
Let me tell you.
I gotta go check my pants.
Check this out. This is real talk. Check this out. When you walk into a record label in the 90s or the early 2000s, what was the one thing you wanted to experience? You wanted to go through the different offices, meet the staff, but you wanted to hear them playing your music. That's what
exactly.
made you feel good. When you walk through a record label office now, it's quiet like you're in a library.
Wow.
And it makes no sense, man, because how can you call this place of business a record label when you don't got people bumping the music out of their office working, competing against each other to keep the lights on, man? It's almost, the energy starts there, so the reason the music sounds the same is because the people that used to go and put 1,000% on the line are just waiting for their check every 2 weeks. There's a different incentive now. Oh, okay, well, just get an artist that sounds like him. I mean, why overthink it? Just put another record out like that. That's what everybody likes. That's their job.
That's it.
It's crazy. Nobody creating nothing.
No,
they too busy trying to get up the street to go to the theater to get on the red carpet.
That's
what the executive doing at the red carpet? You're not the artist. You should be in the office making music and working overtime. So it starts there, man. The assembly line is in the office, man. That's what the problem is.
All right. And on that note, Mike, you know what else is true? Is what you're saying is it's in the clubs where we don't know where it's at. Like the open mics and the showcases. Now, I've been to a lot of open mics and a lot of showcases, and that's where the real music is at, but it's not being heard. It's only heard, okay, in this zip code, so to speak, or this area. It's not going to be, it's underground, you know what I'm saying? And it's in a tight corner trying to get out.
That's because when you realize that you're not 16, and, you know, you got this age where they're telling you the music industry is young, all you could do is go live because it's a part of your swagger to show the world you're missing out on something.
Exactly.
This is what it is. That is something that will not last. This right here is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And those rooms, the acoustics is better. They not running from you. They want you to hear them. And it makes for a greater, it makes for a better show. And you really get to feel the artist. And I go to those places, man.
Yeah, I do,
you
too.
Know?
I hate it.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I like to see that artist that want to sing without all those special effects, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can feel the vibes and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're based here.
Sorry that y'all are going through this, man. I hope that in my return back to the music scene as an executive, I could bring you some artists that lend that type of feel and that type of authenticness, man, because I don't want you to be feeling like, you know, it's moving away from you and it's something you're trying to hold on and it's not making sense to you that the game is turning into what it's turning into.
Well,
I'll do my part, man, to try to find something.
Well, you got me locked for life. You got me locked for life, Mike. Because when I was in Hawaii, stationed in Hawaii, I was the talk of the party when I played that Smile Jam. You hear me? I think that was the only song we played all night. And it was like 10 babies 9 months later somewhere in Hawaii.
Well, that means
that's
you got
my
a good air,
BBD song. You hear me?
Yeah,
thank you very much for introducing that project. That right there just made me just feel that group at the time. Because my sisters, they idolized you guys when you was in New Edition. And I was older than them. And they plastered their wall with your pictures. And you know I had to hate on them because they was younger. But when y'all disbanded and became BBD, I had to go undercover and say, oh, man, Michael Vann, what is this?
Mike's doing this thing. I ain't going front. That poison. Me is poison, baby. I go on the spot now. And they put on poison?
Poison?
It's like it's a brand
poison
new joint that just came out.
You got to be in shape to dance to that song, though, man. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to do the 3-step, 4-step, every step. Oh, man.
Since we're talking about the groups, Mike, when is BBD coming out with a new album? What's happening with that?
Well, right now, if you want to let the people know, on TV One, which is the cable channel, we'll be on there Valentine's Day. We did a performance, a live performance, which will be our next live television performance. And it's something that I can't say, but what I can say to set up the sneak preview is one of the talk shows that comes on television late at night on February 23rd will be live on TV, but they're not allowing to talk about it yet.
Okay.
So that's we're doing now. We're just you know, we're just going live and letting people feel us because
right. They want to hear Poison and they want to see that, man, and we want to give it to
most
them.
Most definitely.
And there's room for the new, you know, new stuff. Is that in the works, Mike? Is that and what you're thinking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am. I mean, I just got the opportunity to get some paperwork to go back in as an executive. So I'll be rocking and rolling with an act called the Beano Boys. They're out of Boston, and I'm coming to shake it up a little bit, baby. I'm coming. But I've been sitting on the sideline, you know, watching and appreciating. But I'm trying to sub in, son. I'm 27 years in. I'm going to get mine, man. I got some ideas.
You're a legend.
I'm ready, man. I am so ready.
I'm a Leo, too, so I feel you, Mike. I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
I know. I already feel you. You like my brother. What?
Yeah, man. I respect, I appreciate, I admire. But come on, son. Let me get that ball. It's my turn now. Let me do
something with it. We're ready for it.
Wow. We're ready for
LC,
it.
Is that me or what, man? Yo, I'm feeling this brother. Yeah.
Well, Mike, this man is crazy. This man Cornbread is crazy. He's going to spot to get it.
Hey, man, I love it.
It's all
right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show with our special guest, Mr. Michael Bivens from New Edition, Belle Biv DeVoe, Sporty Rich, et cetera. Mike, we have a lot of aspiring artists that listen to the show. What piece of advice, helpful information can you give them to get into the game?
Well, I always try to tell people that the one good thing about it is, you know, there's no need to be the victim of people taking your money. There's been enough artists out here that you've heard that story on, unfortunately, being ignorant to how things work or being green, you know, and having people take advantage of you. Just always know that in whatever you're doing, man, be cautious to the person that's smiling at you the most. You know, I mean, sometimes a smile is cool, but damn it, if they smiling all the time, you know, there's something behind the smile. And don't allow people to know everything about you because you're so anxious to get in. Yes. Everyone's not deserving of your dreams. Keep your dreams to yourself. Because once a person knows your dreams, then they know how to trip you up because they know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And third, and
wow, that
third,
was deep right there, Mike.
Yeah, that's real tough. And I haven't shared this with too many people, but this is where I'm going in 2011 as I give back and give away the wisdom. And third, I want them to know, and it doesn't matter if they sold one record, you're still great. If you have a dollar, you come into the business with $1. Be cautious to how many people you give it up to. If it's 5 cents, 10 cents, it's always yours. Only you allow your dollar to become no dollars or $5. It's your money. Make deals that make work for you. Don't make deals that you think benefit others, because then that way they'll be in control of you with your own dollar.
Elaborate a little bit with that, Mike. What specifically when you're talking about? Be a little bit more specific with that statement.
Well,
I feel where you're coming
from. Say if you hire a manager who's going to be your day-to-day guy, you know, if you're willing to give up 10, 15% hypothetically, okay, fine. So that means at that point you have 85%. That's yours because 15 of it is going to the manager. Now, the lawyer and the next person and all that, maybe not deal with them in percentage. Maybe deal with them in cash and check and things like that, because your PC is your most valuable asset. Don't let everybody tell you, well, nah, I don't really want to get the $100. You know, I want to get 5%. I want to be all the way in. No, you don't want to be all the way in. You want to be able to get paid for your services And I want to be able to keep my 85 until I'm ready to bring somebody else in who's worth getting the rest of this percentage or a way for someone to buy into it. If someone's willing to say, hey, I want to get down with you, tell them, okay, cool, I'm a public trading act now. You could buy in. Just don't always be quick to give away the PC. If you can make a straight dollar deal, go there as your plan A. It keeps business simple because everything becomes valuable, becomes a value years later, especially when you own a lot of it.
Yes.
And it's yours that you own.
What about your publishing? Can you speak a little bit about that, Mike? Because that's
well,
a lot of things that come back to haunt a lot of artists, especially like
you
mentioned back in the day.
Well, yeah. Well, I did a deal with Boyz II Men, and I'll be honest with you. When I met Boyz II Men, I told them that I am who I am, and I think I can deliver. And you guys, I could tell, like great songs, so I'm going to allow you to invest into your first project. I said, but what we'll do is we'll do a 50-50 deal. That way, I'll go promote and market the music. You'll write and go sing it. No one should get made more than the other, because if you write a record but don't hear it, it's just as good as not existing.
That's right.
But if you write a record and I get it on radio, make a great video, put you in concert, I'm helping you make money off your song. So I said, what I'll do is, the best business model I could ever tell anybody is the Colonel and Elvis Presley. They did a 50-50 deal. If you can't count the other 50%, then you don't need to do business at all. And I would say in publishing, you own 100% of your publishing, but you do have publishing companies that like songwriters and producers because that's how they stay in business. Work out a deal with a publisher if they're willing to buy into by saying, here's a couple $100,000, you know, I want to get 25% of your publishing. Well, they just paid $100 for 25. That's fine. You still own the 75. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't be giving it away to no one that ain't paying for it.
Right.
That's the problem. Your man's in them, and the next guy, and the executive and the label who feel like he's doing you a favor. Nah, man. Yeah. Keep doing me favors. I'm not giving you my publishing, but if you want to give me a couple $100,000 or whatever, and, you know, get 5%, then they pay for it. It's a public trading situation. That's what you call honest, straight-up business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think, Mike, a lot of people, the reason why I ask you these questions, a lot of people don't understand the business. And like you said, when they get in and it's like, wow, you know, it's like, you know, they get all, I made it, and they give everything away. And so now you're working, not really working for yourself, you're working for them.
Right, and it was yours.
Right. Gave it all away.
Yeah, you gave it all away. Well, you got to look at it this way, too, bro. Most of the time when people give things away, it's because they don't have something and they want what the other person is offering.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel like they sell it for a lesser value because they're in need. Don't forget, a lot of people come from the hood, humble beginnings. So if they meet a person like me or someone that's on, and I got that gift of gab, and I'm doing the big red in the movie, and I'm like, look, I could make you a star. I'll give you $10,000 to them is $1 million.
Yeah,
to somebody.
Exactly.
So they're not realizing, wow, you know, I really needed that dough, and I took that $10,000, and I gave up 75% of my publishing because I'm broke and my ribs are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't know if that's really a fumble. You just feel like, dag, you know, that person got him. You know what I mean? You know you got him. And then normally when they become successful, that's why you read about it in the trades. People be suing and going to war because they feel like, yo, you know you got me. I thought you trusted me or I thought you had love for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, you know, they were just so thirsty for the money. They didn't ask that one extra question. Let me just have somebody look at this. Even though I need it, let me just have someone look at it to advise me to write. And sometimes that one extra question will save that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
Yeah.
My
Information is power, and everyone don't share.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And sometimes, and I'm sure, you know, you can attest to it, you learn the hard way, but that's life, though. You know, we all experience that in whatever we do.
Yeah.
And when we get people like Mike even discussing it and giving them, like a free education, they still don't learn, you know what I'm saying? We're doing something valuable right here.
They will, because y'all going to breathe it to them. You know, you guys are the voice right now, you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, it takes us to share, you know, because we cutting off people that make a business and a living doing this. There's people that just do this all the time, figure out how to get you. It's like the insurance man and insurance woman at the accident. That's their job.
Yeah.
They
ride an ambulance.
Yeah, they right there. You know, they tuned into the police office already. They know when the problem, the accident.
They got that scanner.
Yeah, they go check, you know.
Oh,
and man. I would just say, what I would say, and this is what I would be willing to do, if you guys create something and what y'all are doing, where you want to have a one-on-one and we take callers or whatever you want to do moving forward, if you feel like there's another need every quarter, holler at me, and if it needs somebody else, let's do our part and educate, and I'll just make the time. We get on, take a couple of some strong questions that these unsigned artists need answers to, and, you know, we'll make this the forum where they can come in and get the blueprint on things they should know, because these are the things people don't want them to know.
Well, that's what's good, Mike. That's a real person coming at you. And we will take you up at that a later date when I know you're going to be busy, but we definitely will do that. I mean, we get hit up all the time, and that we will try to pay, you know, get you on again at some time to share that knowledge.
Yeah, just let me know, man. You know, just look at me as a family member to the show, man. We're going to drop business, and then we're going to keep it lighter and do music and talk about other stuff. And, you know, whenever y'all need me, man, just holler. It's really easy. Y'all reach out, and see, I reply. I don't play around with the request, because I don't feel like there's no interview and there's no call that shouldn't be returned. No one's that busy, money. No one's that busy. And sometimes you do these calls going up, and then when you feel like you got a record on the radio, you don't even have time no more. You owe that to the people, man. No one's that busy, man. Even the president sat down with Bill O'Reilly, and he knew what he was getting into. But he did it because he knows he has to. Fox is the number one channel. If you can't beat him, join him.
That's it. And destroy him at the same time. He's destroying him, and he's a Leo, too.
You know, they built their ratings going off of him, so he had to go over there. And I feel that, man. Don't run for nobody. Run at him. It's like football. Knock him down.
What do they say, you know, Mike? Keep your enemies close.
Yeah,
closer.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Right?
that don't pertain to us. That pertains to us and them.
That's right. That's just good. Well, we got a couple more questions, Mike, and we're going to let you go because I know we appreciate your time. I definitely need to know, was music your first love? Was there something else besides music before you became into New Edition?
Yeah, my first love.
You got a little one there.
Yeah, my two-year-old. It's my first celebrity. My first love actually was ball. And when I was like 7, you know, I realized how much I loved the sport. And I joined my first team at 8. I was 8 playing with these 13-year-olds. I sat on the bench because they didn't want to put me in the game because they said I was too short and I was actually too young. But I cherished my uniform, man. I had these shorts and this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I ironed it every week, and I went to the game every week. But,
tight.
You know, I thought I was so hot in the layup line because it was the only time I could get it off. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't playing with kids my age, I was willing to get out there and go hard at a 13-year-old. And I realized that I wanted it even more, because they wouldn't let me play. So I like something that I fell in love with because I couldn't have it. Just like the girl that you like that makes it hard, you go from liking her to loving her. That's how I started loving ball. they wouldn't give me no run. And when I got run, I went to work.
Oh, you did. You ain't lying. I mean, so they made your decision, basically, where they wouldn't give you the basketball opportunity, so you decided to hit music?
Yeah, pretty much. No. That was when I was 8 playing with 13-year-olds. I was tearing up the 8-year-olds. I couldn't get run with them because I was good enough for the coach to say, yo, come play with us. But, you know, you got to sit on the bench because the other players were older. Mm-hmm. And with the new addition, Bobby and Ricky, we all played in the same league. And Bobby said something to me one day that was interesting. You know, and I don't get to toot my horn too much, but I'm going to toot my horn tonight. He was like, yo, Mike, man, you know, everybody knows you, man. You know, you mad popular on the basketball thing, but, you know, I'm on some Michael Jackson stuff. Okay. I was like, no, we kids. We like 8 or 9 years old, right? And so I'm like, okay. He's like, yo, I'm going up to the hi-hat up the street on Sunday. I'm going to be in the talent show by myself, man. Come check me out.
All
right. I'm like, okay. So, you know, me and Ricky go see Bobby, and Bob finishes the talent show by his damn self. And he's performing with a hat and a cane, and he's dancing and tap dancing. And I'm like, oh, no, look at him. I'm, like, embarrassed. Like, yo, how did you get out there in front of people? But it's just... But the crazy thing is the same people from the projects that would go up to the nightclub and see the talent shows and the matinee was the same people that would sit in the gym and watch the basketball game.
Wow.
So I had the heart to go up and down the court, but I was embarrassed watching him on the thing. I thought he was doing something like, yo, you not scared? And he was like, no. And then he said, man, won't you get down with me? Because the people that like you and ball will be the same people to come see us do our shows. So
he
that's
was
how
in
I
his
got
element,
into
you
the
was
group.
In yours. That's what it was. You
right.
Had
so
your
I
element.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm like, yo, but I don't be singing and all that, Bob. He's like, yo, you don't gotta sing. He said, I got you. I was like, all right, well, cool, I'm down. And that's how I got in the group.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah, I didn't do none of that, Mike. And
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Man. I
was like, yo, y'all do all that singing and stuff. I just dance back here.
I was in the background.
Yeah, I'm in the background. And you know what's crazy? The crazy part is I didn't even realize how much they wanted to be singers, Ricky, Ralph, and Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they naturally can do. So I was in the group with them by myself. This before Ronnie joined. So it's just four of us at first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize what I was a part of, that I was living someone else's dream until we got tripped up with our money. And I realized that if I see the pain in their faces on the $40 or $50 they didn't just make as 12 and 50, 14-year-olds, because it bothered them. It didn't really bother me because my mom, you know, we had a little bit of money, and I didn't feel like no one took nothing from me because I didn't really care what I was doing. I was like, what am I doing in this group?
Right.
But when I realized when I realized what was going on, that's when I realized I had love for the group. So once again, their pain made me love something that I was just on a backseat ride.
Okay.
And that's what turned me into a businessman. I said, never again will I sit here and watch them go through that. And plus, now I feel like they playing me too. That's how I figured out my role. My role came from another trip up. So I liked being in the group, but I didn't start loving it until we got hit with people taking advantage of us. That's what got me all the way in. So once again, like to love came out of trial and tribulation. So I got to thank Bob and, you know, thank Rick for letting me get down, because I don't know if I was going to make it to the league. It didn't look like the odds was that good, but I guess them put me in the group, gave them a business head so that, you know, we was covered all bases, singing, business, dancing, and, you know, Ronnie with his thing. So we became the ultimate group because we had every area covered.
Oh, you ain't lying. I mean, what would you be without you in the group? Would Boys to Men be? Where would just everything, you guys? You guys are legends. You know, I'm sure you're aware of that, but I mean, people love New Edition, love, you know, Boyz II Men. They love, you know, Bell Biv DeVoe. They really love your stuff. I mean,
I talk to
a lot of people. they love your stuff. I mean, how's it, I guess talking a little bit about that, how is New Edition? Will that ever come back around, or is just too many personalities involved?
No. You guys are asking great questions. We talk once a week, sometimes twice a week, all six members. We, you know, once again, we just signed the management deal that they're going to make public soon.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they want to do a big release.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting together a nice two-year plan. Everyone has realized each other's, you know, net worth, and we have a different level of respect for each other, and no one's coming to the table as the man. Everyone's coming to the table as a member, and it took some time to, you know, mellow out some of the egos,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we all, to a certain extent, have one. But I think Ralph's been saying it best, like, yo, whatever, Mike, we just rock and roll, man. We got drugs, we got issues, we got all kind of stuff in the group. Who cares? We still here living. Let's go do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's powerful. Instead of worrying about the fact that people know so many things about us that we did wrong or that we didn't do right, whatever, let's just keep pushing and get back to the stage so when they see the movie, they can say, damn, it ain't a stone they didn't overturn. I mean, they've been through it all. I'm like, and we living. We here to tell our story. So we feel blessed, man, because Run DMC. DMC with Jay, TLC with Lisa, the Jacksons with Mike, and God willing, we stay together, man. It's hard to give the people what they want. You don't have everybody there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we definitely waiting, too. I mean, they're waiting, Mike, and, you know, when you guys are ready, of course, you know, let me know, and we'll get the word out to the masses when you're ready to release, when, you know, the official information of, we do have the Bell Biv DeVoe info. Of course, we're going to get that, keep that out there for you on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, man, you guys do your part. Let the people know we got a family member a part of the show. And, you know, and then when things get rolling, I'll bring the rest of the fellas back, and we'll all double back. And, you know, you get to hear the other voices because those guys are just as smart, man. You know, we all from the same litter. You know, we all speak the same language, and we talk all the time. So right now, we're re-educating each other on where everybody's been in the last few years. So everyone's vibing off of each other. And to be honest with you, I'm learning some things about Ralph, and, you know, Bobby's on the phone doing a lot of talking that, you know, these guys didn't take the lead like this on the calls. And I'm like, yo, man, my man really, you know, he turned into, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like what he's talking about. I like his conversation. And, you know, and when you listen, man, you get to learn where people are coming from. And I'm just so impressed, and I'm appreciative that, you know, we've been through so much, because what I'm learning from them and what they're learning from us, from me, man, it's priceless, man. It's priceless. So I'm excited, man. Y'all caught us at a really good time, man. And just know,
hey, I'm excited.
This is a dream come true, man.
We saw the Black Eyed Peas. We, you know what I'm saying? We saw what that was. Don't think for 1 minute, money, we don't want that.
I want to see New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe at halftime next year.
You want to see that Candy Girl. You want to see that Prerogative.
Whatever.
You want to see that Poison.
Whatever. Bring it, baby. Just bring that heat.
You want to see that End of the Road on one show. You want to see the family tree all on one stage, money. Oh, that's a part of the tree.
Wow.
But that's what's good.
You want to hear them big harmony voices of Boyz II Men rocking that stadium with us. That's what you want. You want to get some real R&B? Tell the NFL committee, come see us, man. Let's get some of that, man. Tell them, don't be stingy. Stop the petition.
Don't be stingy. But look, shit, we gonna have to throw my network at Mike. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
If you get a chance,
go to Cornbread on Facebook and check out my live broadcast at halftime I did, man. I'm so proud of my girl. down in Atlanta. Karen Hansen did a trivia quiz for me, and I produced it. I wrote everything down on paper, and she did exactly what I wanted. I dreamed it, man. And she did everything I wanted. Even though nobody won the trip to Hawaii that I threw out there because the questions were hard.
You threw out some ringers there, Brad. Hey,
nah.
Mike, you didn't want anybody to win, so you make sure you threw some ringer questions.
No, I made sure they worked for it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Mike, I was in
he didn't want to. He didn't want to give it to him. He wanted them to earn it on the next time.
Yeah.
5 days and 4 nights to Hawaii, all expenses paid, and they couldn't get 31 questions right? Come on.
He was setting that up for the next time. He just was letting them know I got ideas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I even got the smartest guy at my job trying to do the answers. I'm going to check him tomorrow and see if he got anything. Some guy got 2 right out of 31, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yeah.
That's
you know, you be brainstorming, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what we do, man. So
hey,
I had a good time. Yes.
Well, one quick question. We're going to wrap up. I know you got a roll. Sporty Rich, tell us a little bit of how that plays into the whole role of what you're doing for 2011.
Well, I'm coming with the new artist, the Dino Boys, which are kids, young fly boys out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to set it off. And it's, you know, sometimes people get on these things and say, I'm doing movies, television. They try to make themselves, you know, sound like they got the wish list in front of their reality.
Right, they're doing everything.
Yeah, they doing that. All I really want to do is I want to get this one single popping, and once I get this record popping, then I want to, you know, get down with some corporate people and create some things that I can help rebuild certain areas of Boston. So my goal isn't
nice.
To just keep going, you know, media side in terms of what I can accomplish in the entertainment field. I'm trying to bring entertainment-filled elements back to the people who don't have aspirations of either being in the music business. Because there's a need and there's a yearning for somebody to do something in my city, and I want to take that responsibility. So that's what Sporty Rich will do. It will facilitate and it will fill voids, rather it be music, community stuff, humanitarian stuff. I don't want to limit it to just television. The lanes are so crowded, man. If another person tell me they got a reality show, I don't know what I would do. That's, you know what I mean? I don't want that. I don't think that's new. I think that's old now. You know, everyone's doing it. So I'm still formulating what it's going to be, but whatever it is, it'll fill void. So whatever someone's not trying to do, those are the things that I would try to attempt to do. And I will bring my successes and the people I rub shoulders with to help them understand how to underwrite and write checks for these things that are important so that it's a win-win for them and it uplifts where I come from. That's where I'm really at.
Well, keep the LC and Jack radio show informed, and we will get that information out to the masses. We have a lot of family up in Boston, all over the world, but
good.
A lot of family up in Boston as well. So, you know, keep us in the loop.
That's
and before you go, Mike, again, plug your Valentine's Day event.
My Valentine. Well, we're gonna be on TV on Valentine's Day on TV One. I could talk about that. BBD.
There you go.
You know, come check us out if y'all like Poison, Do Me, and Smile Again, Brad.
Yeah, man.
Check that out. I'm gonna be there. But do me a favor. I think it's Wednesday the 23rd. Just tell them, check all your late talk show listings, and one of them will see our name on it. So stay up a little later on the 23rd to see us live on national.
Man, Brad, man, don't sleep.
Yeah, to check us out. And you could tell them, man, the people that on Twitter, man, they can get at me. Mike Biv on Twitter, Michael Bivens on Facebook. And they can come to SportyRich.com to join, to be a Sporty Rich family member for the things that are going to happen. As
all right,
the music
I'm going to do that tonight, for real.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to blow up the page even more once the music. And next week I'll be in Los Angeles working with TNT, filming the celebrities and the NBA ball players for NBA TV and NBA.com because I'm a correspondent for the last 3 years for TNT. So
yeah,
I found
doing
my
a great
way
job
back.
At that.
Yeah, thank you. I found my way back to the league, so. That lets me know life Life is
they let you play? They let you play or what? What's up? You know what I'm saying? They throw you the ball?
Nah. They know somebody called me for a celebrity game, and I was like,
okay.
Damn, I really got to go work on my left hand again because I've been a little lazy on my left hand, man. I got to go brush up. I've been too musicaled out. I got to remember I'm an athlete, so I'm going to get back. But pretty much that's it, man.
Well, that was good. And
thank
you, know,
man.
We appreciate it, and I know you're always looking for new artists, so we will tell them to reach out to you. I guess, is there a general email or something?
Yeah,
or
commonsportyrich.com, man, right
there. You go.
Man. Same way on Facebook. How you
all
found
right.
me is how they find me. It's very simple, man.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Well, Mike, we appreciate
it.
You joining the LC and Jack radio show this evening. You've been
okay.
a tremendous, and oh, man, wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
An extended, I feel like I've known you for years.
Likewise.
I ain't
even
jumped off the diving board with this 2011.
You know, so you come to New York, you got to look us up. We're here, based actually at Long Island, New York.
Okay.
Worldwide, straight internet, and, you know, definitely hit us up. You want to, you know, you come to New York, we'll check you out. And, of course, we're going to support all your projects that are coming out. Just keep us in the loop with that.
Okay, y'all will get that record. Be on the lookout.
All right, hit us up, and we will get it out to the masses for you. Not an issue.
Okay,
well, thanks again, Mike, and we're
going
to talk to you real soon.
Okay, say no more.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Good night.
2-1.
Well, Brad, I tell you, we did it here again. LC and Jack show. Bringing it to you, baby.
Oh, man,
new
that was
edition.
A hot show.
Mr. Bivens on the line.
Yo, I know.
Yo, how real was him?
Yo,
how real was he?
Yo, he was like my little brother, man. I'm telling you, man. Jeez.
The guys.
Awesome.
Guys, unbelievable.
Off the hook, man. That's real
and,
talk. Like you said, real talk. I felt everything he was saying was coming from his heart. You know what I'm saying? And you can't get better than that, man.
No.
That was an awesome, awesome interview.
All the interviews I've done, this is by far the best interview ever. And
I'm feeling it.
I tell you, just for all those out there that are going to catch this show, and I know you're going to catch it and peep it, support the man.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving back. He's telling you about the community efforts. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, he broke
it
down.
He's not keeping all the money. He wants to obviously take care of him and his family, and he's going to give back to the community to help. To help us, to help everyone there. So, what an interview there, Brad.
If you're just tuning in,
you missed out on a great interview. I had to cut the music. The music is back.
Yeah,
on.
I was like, yo, LC, turn it down. I can't hear him. You know what I'm saying?
Cut the music. Mr. Michael Bivens on the show. Unbelievable.
Free education on what to do with your aspirations. In your dreams, he's living proof.
Unbelievable.
He went back when he was 7 to 8 years old. He broke it down how he came into the game. He wasn't looking to get in the game. It just came upon him by one of his friends from back in his childhood. Unbelievable,
I tell you.
Yeah. If you're destined to do something, it's going to happen.
I tell you. That's it. But we will definitely have Mr. Bivens on again in the future, and he will let us know what's going down with him very shortly on the different projects that he's working on. Well, Brad, we're going to jump into some birthdays and some quick shout-outs and whatever else we want to get into, and then I guess wrap the show. But we're going to say happy birthday to R&B superstar. I mean, even though I haven't heard from her in a while, Natalie Cole.
Wow.
62.
Hmm.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe she's 62.
Yeah. Clean it out.
Wow. Time flies. Funny man. Mr. Comedian. Mr. Actor. Super everything. Chris Rock. 46. To the man who trailblazed Night Talk for African Americans. First one to do it. Now Monique and a whole host of a lot of other individuals are doing nighttime talk shows. Arsenio Hall, 56 this week. And I'm hoping Arsenio can get back into the fold. I know he went through some hard times. I'm a big Arsenio fan. Come on, Arsenio. You gotta come up and do some new stuff so we can get behind you. To Brandy, Dancing with the Stars, young lady, 32 this week. To the former, well, I guess she's still part of the group, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child. She's 30 years old. Wow. Remember when age first got in? Teenagers. She's 30 now. To Roberta Flack, happy birthday. She's 72 this week. And happy birthday to some of our Facebook and Twitter listeners. Claude Ellis, Lester Clark, my uncle. Chef Al, big up there, Chef. And to my cousin, Michelle Weber, happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack Radio Show. Want to give a shout out to the 18th letter, who I know was tuning in. Want to give a shout out to Susan out in Arizona. Shout out to Vanessa up in Canada. And also a shout out to Gary Nasta in California. Big up from the LC and Jack Radio Show. What you got there, Brad? Got any shout outs? Are you there? You still with me there, Brad? Well, I think I lost my partner in crime. This is live radio. Oh, wait a minute. I think he's back. Are you there, Brad?
Yeah, man.
What happened, man?
The wind blew me across the room. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get that witch off my back, you know?
I got to get you a different telephone service, man.
She heard Michael Bivens is on, and so she tried to take me off in her broom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It is witch crazy.
Witch is out. Woo.
You have any shout-outs there, Brett?
Man, I got some shout-outs. I wanted to shout-out Michael Bivens for joining us tonight.
That's right. Big up to Mike.
On an awesome, awesome show on the LC and Jack show.
Whoa.
Man, he did his thing.
Doing it big time.
Big. All right. And I got some of my Facebook friends. I want to give a shout-out to my girl from White Plains, Wanda West. She wants me to give out her website for her wonderful cupcakes. You go to Wonderful Wanda Full Cupcakes. That's Wanda FULCUPcakes.com, and you order your cupcakes, what have you, and get your eat on. Out there in Austin, Texas, I want to say a special shout out to my friend Cynthia Salas, her and her family. I want to give them a God bless. My homeboy from way back in the 70s, I found him on Facebook, Harry Vestal in Waterbury, Connecticut. That's my dude. He used to DJ back in the day at a grand house, 159 South Lexington, all that good stuff.
That's what's good.
I got Debbie Brothers. She's having a birthday party in Brentwood at the VFW. I want to give her a special happy birthday shout out. And my sister Anita, her birthday was yesterday. Love you, sis. She's down there, Parkburg, Maryland. Want to send you a happy birthday shout out. And I want to thank Kim Slayers for inviting me to the Cafe Numez on 240 West 35th Street between 7th and 8th. I'll be there Thursday. Hang out with you, girl. All right. That's my shout out for the LC and Jack show tonight. The Hawk has got me freezing.
You ain't lying. The Hawk is out tonight.
I'm waiting for this Iron Horse. It comes in at 9:11. I can get out of here. But hey, I had a good time tonight, LC.
You definitely. We have one. We'll try to see if this person is here, Brett, before we wrap the
all
show.
Right.
I think we got a call on hold, so we will try to
all
take
right.
them.
Yeah, come here.
This is the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
All right, LC, what's going on, baby? This is Vic Sunny. Just called to wish you guys. It was a fantastic show there with you guys with Michael Bivens. I just thought y'all did a fantastic job. I just have to call in and compliment you.
What up, Sunny?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Sunny, for as an avid listener. We appreciate your support.
Not a problem.
And we're getting ready to sign off, so tune in next week for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Got it. Get home safe.
Sonny, I'm coming to scoop you Thursday. Sonny, you coming to hang out with me Thursday.
All right. Oh, no question. I'll be at Deborah Brothers' party. I'll see you there.
All right. Cool.
Okay. All right there, Brad. Another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. Like to give, again, a plug for Mr. Bivens. Michael Bivens will be on TV1 Valentine's Day.
BBD.
And BBD, baby.
Yeah, man.
So check him out. He's also got another event which will be happening on the 23rd on late night TV. Could not disclose on what network yet.
And the
stay
TV.
Tuned.
It's a TV guy.
You'll find out. And also stay tuned to TNT. Basketball. Mr. Bivens is back at it. He's like a sideline reporter doing interviews. He's doing a really great job with that. I've seen a lot of his work. So support him. He supports us and LC and Jack Radio Show. My man Cornbread.
Yep.
Again, thank you very much. And we'll see you again next Tuesday night, 7:30.
All right.
Good night.